Ty, what up, man?
Not much, guys. Ready for the full slate of NFL action this weekend. Obviously, a heck of a game on Wednesday night to start things off. But I know you guys are anxiously awaiting the big Colorado Cal State Sacramento showdown out there in Boulder.
Is there?
Oh, see, it's Cal State Sacramento. I'm not showing. I'm calling them Sacramento State. That's not right.
Well,
that's more part of the fine University of Cal system.
All right. So you sharps out in Vegas. Are you allowed to put a line on that game? And if so, what would that line be?
There is a number on this game, although it won't exactly be one of the more heavily bet games of the weekend. Colorado is a 22-23-point favorite, depending on where you're looking. It just goes to show you how bad the Hornets that they're playing really are, that the Buffaloes are a 3-touchdown favorite.
Okay, so it's really UCal Sacramento, UCS. It's not USC, but, I mean, you play who you can.
You try. Todd Furman joining us from Vegas. You can hit him up on Twitter, at Todd Furman. Todd, obviously, before we get into the NFL slate here, there's some interesting NCAA games we've been talking about. Florida State, again, it's amazing. I'm looking, is this line right? 70.5-point favorite this weekend?
Some of the offshore books have actually used a 66 on this game, but hard to ignore the 84-0 debacle that was Savannah State's trip to Stillwater last week. Florida State had their first tune-up, beating Murray State 69-3. It's pretty impressive that the Seminoles have been able to schedule so many high-caliber opponents to get things going in what many believe can be a national championship season for them.
100 points? Can they score it?
Oh, my gosh.
I think Florida State can definitely put up 100. The question is, when does Jimbo Fisher and company decide to take his foot off the gas? I'd have to imagine that you won't see Seminole starters into the second half. And much like the Oregon game last week against Arkansas State when it was 50-3 there, you'll see these coaches start to pull back a little bit. The biggest thing, obviously, Florida State's second and third team probably have to be much better than what Savannah State has on their first team.
Okay, I need to ask you if Air Force has a chance against Michigan, but before I do that, I need to see if you can help me out here. What I see is Alabama is favored by 40 over Western Kentucky. Could you adjust that down to like 7.5 to make Nick Saban a little happier?
That number's come down a little bit. It's actually at 38 right now. It was funny listening to an interview with Western Kentucky head coach Willie Taggart earlier in the week, calling Alabama arguably the 33rd best football team in the country, right behind all 32 NFL sides. But I can't imagine Alabama's going to try and show too much of their playbook. They obviously made a statement against Michigan last week and a huge game next week when they'll make the trip down to Arkansas. But this team is far and away the best team in the land. And I know it's not what Peter Burns wants to hear when we talk about where his Tigers stack up.
Lauren likes to hear it, though. Todd, you know that.
Oh, I was going to say, we'll keep her content at least for now. And you guys will get bragging rights and put them on the line November 3rd, so plenty of time for that.
So, Todd, tell us about this line and what you guys are seeing for the Broncos-Steelers game on Sunday night. Are there any? Has there been movement in these last couple days, depending on what's going on with the injury situation? And where's all the money going right now?
This number is ping-ponged all over the place. Denver opened as a one-point favorite. It climbed as high as 2 at some spots. Then when there are questions about Peyton Manning and his ability to throw to the right side and really spread the field, the number went down to a pick'em. Right now it's anywhere from 1 to 2, depending on the book you're looking at. So not major movement, but this game, obviously, I believe, is probably bigger for Denver than it is for Pittsburgh. When you look at the Broncos' schedule, if they're to lose this game at home, it doesn't set up real well for them through the first 9 weeks. But Pittsburgh, with revenge on their mind, it'll be real interesting to see what we get Sunday night. And one of the games that I'm anticipating more than anything else on this week one schedule.
Todd, where are you seeing the biggest movement on the lines this week with some of the, Adrian Peterson, whether or not he plays? You've got Maurice Jones-Drew. But what are two or three of the intriguing NFL games where you've seen a lot of movement in game week?
The three lines that we've seen move the most, Peter, from when we opened up the markets, the Jets actually opened a 6.5-point favorite. They're now sitting at -2.5. Obviously, everyone has well chronicled their offensive ineptitude throughout the preseason, and people starting to rally behind the Buffalo Bills, although I'm a little skeptical now when you talk about a number getting that low. The Miami Dolphins have seen their price balloon from +7 all the way out to 11.5 or 12 against the Texans. Hard Knocks didn't exactly help the Dolphins look like an NFL juggernaut. And then the other game that's moved 5 points, the Arizona Cardinals were a 2.5-point favorite when those numbers opened. Seattle now a 2.5-point favorite on the strength of Russell Wilson. I'm a little skeptical to buy into a rookie quarterback laying points on the road, though. He hasn't exactly seen real complex defenses and think Seattle could be in for a tough trip to the desert.
Earlier this week in our Denver Post, DenverPost.com, we saw in some places Broncos to go to Super Bowl 10-1. Is that based on people running around going, it's Peyton Manning time, or is it actually a reflection of the evaluation of Denver Broncos talent?
No, this is definitely a reflection more of the Peyton Manning effect than anything else. The Broncos opened as high as 50-1 at some books throughout Las Vegas and have been bet down. You look at Denver and compare them to some of the other teams that are in that same 10-12 price range. Denver's season win total is 8.5. The Houston Texans, who are a 12-1 favorite to win the Super Bowl, their win total is 10.5. So when you look at the reg season wins, that's a much better indication of where we believe a lot of these teams will sit at the end of the year. The future markets, you know, not to use too many economic terms, a simple reflection of supply and demand when you talk about the NFL.
Todd Furman joining us live on the press box with Kiz Burns and Lindsey Jones. Todd, we've been having discussions kind of on some of the prop bets, you know, that are out there. As you know, when you look at the Broncos going against the Steelers, I am concerned because Vegas doesn't miss a whole heck of a lot. Kizza thinks it may be a 300-plus yard day for Peyton Manning, but when you had to put down some money in Vegas, what does Vegas think the over and under is for yards for Peyton Manning passed?
My numbers actually put Peyton Manning closer in that 260 range.
Okay.
I really believe if Manning has to throw for over 300, it's not going to play into Denver's hands. You talk about establishing a ground game and trying to keep this Pittsburgh defense off balance. I think if Manning is dropping back to throw 40 or 50 times in his debut, you're looking at some problems and may imply that Denver's playing from behind throughout the evening.
Rushing-wise, too, what Willis McGahee, do you have a is it 85 yards? Is that about what the line is for him on Sunday?
A little bit lower for McGahee. I set the number in the high 70s. Figure that he's obviously going to handle a lion's share of the workload, but Denver will obviously look to try and get the ball to some of their other talented backs.
Always great stuff each and every Friday throughout the season. We're going to be joined with our good buddy Todd Furman. Follow him on Twitter at Todd Furman, and you can stay on his couch in his West Wing where anytime you go to Vegas, all right?
We can open those doors up a little bit. We're still trying to get the third TV into the man cave to get us all set for football season. A little bit behind the eight ball right now.
Todd, great stuff, man. I appreciate it, buddy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend.
There it is, Todd Furman. Great stuff. And he's really good because if you ask him any questions on Twitter regarding the ideas of what some of the lines are, and it's amazing to me. And that goes to show you, Vegas thinks 260 yards passing for Peyton Manning, 85, 80 yards for Willis McGahee.
Okay. And I hear the idea, and I've promoted the idea, that during the course of the year, you want Denver to be a balanced offense